Lindsay Hardy lives about a block away from the river in San Marco.
It's flooded pretty bad. We found a fish in the street.
Sure enough, a few yards away, a 6-inch gray fish is baking in the sun. It's noon, so the tide is low and the street is just wet. But this evening, water will flow and fill the road in front of her house like clockwork twice a day.
But I've been a little concerned as to if it was going to be a permanent thing or if it was just going to, if it was going to kind of recede.
Jacksonville University's Quentin White says Hardy has Earth's alignment to thank.
Periodically, the sun, the moon, and the Earth are closer to each other than at other times of the year. And when that occurs, we get the highest high tides. We also, by the way, get the lowest low tides.
Combine that with easterly winds and the blood moon last week, and you get super saturated conditions, he says. Jacksonville City Councilwoman Lori Boyer represents the San Marco area, and she says she's been getting complaints about the abnormal flooding for 2 weeks.
I think it's unrealistic to think that we are going to build levees like New Orleans or something and design for that here.
She says it's important to push for projects that improve street drainage, but there's a long backlog of projects and little money to accomplish them. Boyer says in the meantime, flooded streets will be barricaded off and traffic rerouted. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.